Well, hello, Dr. Evans.
You cutie. Hi, Rich. How are you? I love you. Red wall. I've got red walls at my house.
Oh, thank you. I had somebody tell me the other day they thought it was making them a little dizzy. No, come on. Get in the mood. It's a warm color.
Yeah. well, I was going to ask you something. We'll go on.
No, but please do.
I can't think what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got distracted by your red wall.
Well, 60 years of days of our lives, hard to believe. I go back to the days of McDonald Carey and Francis Reed, and it's been a part of my life, like so many others, for generations.
You know, it doesn't get better than Mac and Francis. And Mac was just a lovely, easygoing, funny man. And Frances was, she was not Alice, I'll tell you that much. She was I was going to say gangster, which is the wrong word. But you did not come onto her stage and misbehave more than once. Maybe you got one shot at it, and then she let you know, no, honey. No, this isn't the way this gets played. And she ran a very tight ship, and everybody was disciplined and well-behaved and grateful to be there and working hard at what we were doing.
Well, obviously, the success has a whole lot of factors, a wonderful cast and so many people who have stayed with the show like yourself, the Cordays and the writing staff. From your perspective, why has Days been able to survive when so many other daytime dramas have disappeared?
I think our commitment is from the Sony people and from the Corday people and obviously the network people. I think, what do I think about that? I think, you know, Ken Corday, our showrunner, had said some time back, you know, you've always got to have a young love story. And you've got to have, you know, your well-to-do family and your not-so-well-to-do family. And you've got to find relatable storylines for people. And they do that every single day. So I think it's a safe place to visit. You're never sure quite what you're going to get. You're going to get a love story, you know that. And you get maybe, in this day and age, which is so hard, you get a safe place to be for an hour.
Well, Marlena has been on some journeys through the years. Is there one particular storyline that was the most fun for you as an actor?
Fun. You know that my twin sister Andrea Gangler came on as my twin sister Samantha, and she was a special education teacher, not a trained actor, and came to the set, and I kept saying, you know, tomorrow you've got dialogue and you start learning it, you have to memorize that stuff, you know. I'll get to it. She came out with a Great Dane and had no time for learning lines. and yet she stepped on the stage. And I'm persuaded that because of being a special education teacher, she had no natural inhibitions. She wasn't trying to make sure her hair was okay or the dress was straight or the voice came out right or whatever it was. She just showed up and said the lines. And I think that translated.
Well, I'm a high school teacher myself, so I appreciate that.
Bless your heart. Good for you.
Yeah, I teach theater to 14, 15, and 16-year-olds.
That must be a blast.
It is. It is wonderful. And it's nice to walk in and know that the students are excited to see you and can't wait to get to work.
Wow. And what sort of things do you exercises? Do you small scenes?
How
do
we do that? We do improvisation, directing a show right now. We're saluting Dolly Parton. We're doing 9 to 5, the musical.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get her there?
Yeah, boy, we've got her on video. I hope more than that. But we'll settle for video. I have to ask you because you have done so much in Yes Days of Our Lives, but you've ventured into other areas. How in the world were you able to pull off doing Days while you were doing the series that I thought should have hung around longer? It was so good, Our House.
Oh, that should have hung around longer. You're right about that. When I auditioned for Our House, it was with the understanding that the show would give me a certain amount of time the first year. So what they did, which was extraordinary, was they would have me come and shoot my scenes on Saturday. And so my co-stars, patient as saints, me trying to learn 100 pages of dialogue a day, blah, 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 do it Saturday, now go back to Our House. But I got to do that for 2 seasons. And it was the loveliest time. You know, Bill Blinn, our head writer and executive producer, masterful at scripts. Wilford. The kids were hilarious, and just they were kids, you know, and I was coming in with some kind of fun new project or some idea or some new food they had. So it was a delightful time. And I wish, you know, we were put up against 60 Minutes, which was, of course, impossible. We held our own. And then in the third season, because we would have been renewed, Wilford didn't want to go a third season. So
it was wonderful to see you on Hacks.
Wasn't that fun? Oh my gosh. The showrunners from Hacks are Big Days fans. And when the part of the mother came up, his mother said, "Why don't you get Deidre Hall to play me?" And the answer was, "I don't know. Why don't we? We'll call her." And there it was. So great.
I've always been impressed with the fact that you've used your platform to do so much good, whether it was your work with Wounded Warriors or the fact that you were so vocal about your struggles to have children. And I feel like that empowered a lot of women to explore options that they might not have looked at otherwise.
You know, you're right. And Rich, my children were born shortly after the Baby M story came out. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
Mary Beth Whitehead and the two women who look very much alike decided to do a surrogacy, and then the birth mother decided not to give up the baby. And it was such a stinging moment for surrogacy, because if there's one thing women know how to do, it's help other women. And she set us back generations in that front. And so it's why we actually decided to do the Deidre Hall story, to say, no. Mary Beth Whitehead, that was the anomaly. This is the reality. Women do it all the time.
Well, Deidre, congratulations to you and everybody involved with Days of Our Lives and the 60th anniversary, the honors at the Broadcast and Cable Hall of Fame. And just thanks for so many years of just tremendous performances and the good work you do outside of Days of Our Lives. You're a keeper. You're a legend. It's great to have a chance to talk with you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks, Rich.